Well, as previously mentioned, today is Reign of Christ Sunday, also known as Christ the King Sunday. And this, today, marks the last Sunday of the liturgical year. Up until today, we've been tracking the weeks following Pentecost. For instance, last Sunday was the 23rd Sunday after Pentecost. That would have been on your bulletin. But today is almost like New Year's Eve on our church calendar. It serves as the culmination of the old year, the year just completed, and a transition directly into a new year and into a new season, the season of Advent. Next Sunday is, believe it or not, right, the first Sunday of Advent, which anticipates the coming to earth of the Messiah in the person of Jesus Christ. And so today, on this very special day, and during this very special Thanksgiving week, we pause. We pause to ponder, celebrate, and above all, give thanks for Jesus Christ, the ruler of the universe. Now, you'll be surprised to hear that all of today's readings are from the lectionary. Can you believe it? And what's surprising, at least to me at first, is that they specifically pertain to Reign of Christ Sunday. Now, I can understand, as I was reading through this, I could understand Bible verses, you know, about power and, you know, omnipotence and creation and authority, I don't know, stuff like that, right? King of the universe stuff, yeah? And I thought especially about changing that gospel reading today. I was tempted to do that, almost did it. I thought about using instead John chapter 1. John chapter 1. Now think of it. It says, you'll remember this, you know, in the beginning was the Word, right? Which is Jesus. And through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made. That's John chapter 1. I mean, it's all about Christ, the powerful creator from the very beginning. And all that's true. That's certainly true, yes. But then I read something from a commentator online. I don't know who it was. But it gave me a really kind of better perspective on the Reign of Christ and the significance of Reign of Christ Sunday as an observance. He said this. He said, or maybe she, I'm not even sure, said, the observance often features a contrast between Christ's supreme authority and his humble crucified state, highlighting that true power is found in servanthood and sacrifice. True power is found in servanthood and sacrifice. Oh, that was very beautifully stated. And the true power of Jesus is found in his crucified state. His reign is defined by his servanthood and his sacrifice. His nature is both his omnipotent power and his grace. And therein we see the image of God. Our own St. Paul saw this clearly. He felt it deeply, and he wrote it in our reading today from Colossians chapter 1. He said this. He said, the Son, S-O-N, the Son, is the image of the invisible God. And we do, in fact, see that image perhaps no more clearly than as described in our lectionary gospel reading today. They were right. I think they were right. And so I kept it. Okay, picture it. Picture it. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23. Jesus has been betrayed by a dear friend. He is arrested, imprisoned, beaten, spit on, mocked, made to carry that heavy cross. And then he's nailed to the cross. And how does Jesus, the omnipotent King of the universe, right? How does he respond? Verse 34. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And then he turns to the thief, the sinner, hanging on the cross next to him, and he comforts him, right? He promises him, today you will be with me in paradise. Guy's having a tough day, right? But it'll be okay. You'll be with me today in paradise. That's the image of God right there. Because the Son is the true image of God. Okay, there's a YouTube video. Tim, you know what YouTube is? You haven't heard of it. There is a YouTube video, some of you may have seen it, of a preacher telling a story about that thief, the thief from the cross. And this preacher, he's really good. He's really, really good. He's Irish or Scottish. Have you seen this? Yeah. He's Irish or Scottish or something like that. And he tells this story way better than I can tell it. He's very colorful. But the story goes something like this. The thief shows up to the pearly gates, heaven. Shows up in heaven. And St. Peter is there and sort of looks him over, right? And says, like, what are you doing here? And the thief says, well, I came to get in to heaven. So St. Peter says, did you belong to a church? What church are you from? He says, no, I didn't. I didn't belong to a church. He says, did you ever even read the Bible? I'm afraid not. No. Nope. So St. Peter says, well, what did you do for a living? He says, I was a thief. I stole stuff. And then St. Peter asked him, how did you die? And the thief said, they arrested me, threw me in jail, and then they nailed me to a cross. And St. Peter's final question was this, well, why do you think you deserve to get into heaven? And the thief said, I don't think I do. But the man on the cross next to me said I could come. Now, that Irish preacher didn't get choked up when he delivered that line. Why is that choking me up? The man on the cross next to me said I could come. So as we gather around our tables this Thursday, I even practiced that so I wouldn't get choked up. Didn't work. As we gather around our tables this Thursday, we should be giving thanks, and rightly so, for the food we eat, the roofs over our heads, friends and family, all our blessings, absolutely. Let's also remember, though, to give thanks for the reign of Christ. He reigns with power, yep, it's true, but with grace also, grace and mercy. The Son is the image of God. He's our Savior. He came to save. What a Savior does, and that's what he came to do. And so in closing, he's on the move. So in closing, when we find ourselves locked in the prisons of life or nailed to the crosses we bear, and it happens to us all, remember, there's always a man hanging on the cross next to us. It's Jesus, right? He's Jesus our King. And his promise and the promise of the gospel and the point, really, of the entire Bible is that he will and indeed already has come to our rescue. Amen.